The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Always very kind and generous with his time when we cover the Bombers. I'm speaking of James Kelly, and he is at boundary side with our own Drew Jones.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, great to have assistant coach James Kelly with us from the Essendon camp before today's match. Kel, can you talk about the focus areas for the boys this week? Clearly, you're wanting an improved performance from last time out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every week's a chance to improve. Everyone's trying to do that in the AFL. That's no secret. But I think today we just want to bring some pressure around the footy. That's something that's really fluctuated in our game the first half of the year. So we want to have good pressure around the footy, good structure ahead of it, good structure behind it. No different to what any other team's doing. So we'll just keep things simple today and just let the boys play.
In terms of injuries, there are some guys out of your best 22 who you can't pick today, the likes of Devon Smith, Jake Stringer and Joe Danaher, and a lot of it's coming from your front half. How much does that make it that much harder to put scoreboard pressure on, quarter to quarter, game to game?
Yeah, it always does. You know, your mainstays in the forward line or in any area of the ground, mainstays for a reason. So to have those guys out, we lose a little bit of finesse and a bit of class in the forward line. We lose a bit of leadership, all those sorts of things. So, but the thing with footy is it's just up to someone else to step up. So Horse McKernan comes in, and we've got a couple of young guys around there. We sort of make do with what we've got. We can't be playing a game coming into this weekend thinking, you know, we wish we had Joe and we wish we had Dev. We've got to focus on the players that we do have and trust them to get the job done.
Kells, Chuck Berry upstairs, Ian Cohen, Heath Buck and Michael Barlow's in special comments upstairs with us today. Thanks again for your time. I was interested in what you said about pressure around the footy and being a little bit inconsistent. And I'd agree with that when I've watched the Bombers this year. When you talk about that, Kells, during the week, coach can only say so much. You played in a side that brought the heat. Surely the senior players have to drive that out in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. You can talk to your blue in the face,
yep,
about pressure on the footy. I'm a real believer in players will put pressure on the footy if they want to do it rather than they have to do it. So our job as coaches is just to facilitate that. And the players are pretty strong on each other about what they want. You know, you can dig into reasons why we've been inconsistent, but today you just have to go out there and deliver and be a man of your word, really, is where we're at.
Kells, just two younger players. They're not so much younger now, but intrigued by both of them. I think they're both stars. Andrew McGrath and Darcy Parrish. How are you marking them at the moment? How are both of them tracking in Essendon's growth?
I think they're tracking pretty well. Darcy obviously had a really good game last week,
yep,
and he's been gradually building. He's a really good ball-hunting player, and he's had a little bit to learn about the other side of the game, which, to his credit, he's doing really, really well. Andy McGrath's moved into the midfield more consistently. He's not down back as much. We felt like we had enough running defenders with Sada McKenna down there, and we wanted to give Andy a real good crack at being an A-grade midfielder, which is the long-term plan. So those two guys, I actually coach them. I feel like they're progressing pretty well, albeit without setting the world on fire at the moment, but they're certainly improving every single day, and they're two really hard-working kids, which is half the battle.
Yep.
Kel, Mick Barlow up here, mate. Identified a couple of match winners on the opposite side of the fence from the Bombers today, and Charlie Curnow and Cripps. So any plans going into the game to nullify their impact on the game and lock them away?
Yeah, I think Paddy Ambrose has got the matchup on Charlie Curnow. He's obviously a really good athlete, gets up and down the ground and across the ground really well. And Paddy's our best runner on our list, so he'll do the job there. Cripps, Dylan Clark will come in and play a little bit of time on him, but we'll sort of have a team focus around the midfield of that. We certainly don't want to leave him by himself at stoppages or around contests, so we'll do our best work to, we might not be able to stop him getting clearances, but we'll try to limit his effectiveness around the ball.
Kel, it's Ian Cohen. Thanks for talking to us for Prestige Jayco this afternoon. I really appreciate your time. You know what it's like to play in a team that is not so much rated. Obviously, you went as that player to Essendon, and not a lot of expectation was placed upon a team that was put together. Carlton at the moment almost get, I think Drew might have described it pre-match, as a bit of a free hit today. And that's always a dangerous proposition. How's this preparation been different to any other preparation when you know that the Blues have absolutely nothing to lose?
Yeah, like it is always a risk playing teams that have got nothing to lose, like you said, but, you know, it sort of doesn't affect the way we prepare. We want to be a club and a team that prepares the same week in, week out and not focus on the opposition. We want to focus on what we do and do that well. So, you know, we have an eye on the opposition and what they do. But if we're sort of riding the wave of opposition week to week, we're missing the mark, I believe. So we've been really consistent this week. The boys have trained really well and they've... you know, they've been really good with each other all week. So that's the thing we've been focusing on, and we'll wait and see whether that translates today.
But that preparation has obviously had to be tweaked because you've had Danaher being in and out, you're without Stringer as a target up forward, Scheel, obviously Smith, a couple of prime movers. So that preparation does get tweaked week in, week out in terms of your game structure.
Yeah, well, I think we separate preparation and game structure. They're two... preparation is, you know, what I believe is the way players actually recover from the game before. They watch their vision, the way they approach their training. And the other stuff is in terms of how the coaches plan training. So from a player's point of view, you just want them to have a consistent mindset Monday to Friday and just come and express themselves on the weekend. So the structural things, the players, you know, don't really have much to do with that in terms of their preparation. They'll just train that as they go. But the preparation in between sessions is the important part of the consistency within a week.
Aaron Francis Kells, it's Chuck again. When I was living in Adelaide, I watched him as a kid at West Adelaide and I thought this kid's going to tear it apart. He showed glimpses, I think it was the end of last year, he took a couple of hangers and looks like he can be anything. Again, a little bit of research tells me maybe his preparation stuff when he first came across left a bit to be desired. Can you let Bomber fans know, are we getting some progression with Aaron Francis?
Absolutely. You know, you're right, Franger was probably a little bit raw when he first came to the club, but you know, he's worked his bum off. He's a really good kid. We haven't probably done him an enormous favours. It's not easy for him going from one end to the other week to week. But he's still an enormously talented kid and he's still learning the game. I think with a lot of kids that come in, we expect them to, you know, we see guys like Walsh come in and yep, have, you know, breakout years in their first year. And the reality is those guys are the outliers. The rest of the kids are toiling away and working hard and working on their body and learning the game. And Frank's no different to any other kid in that respect. He's certainly improved a lot in the last 12 months and has an enormous scope to be a great player.
And last little one, when I say little one, Irving Mosquito, an emergency. Again, we can't wait for him to get out there, but how close? I think he kicked a few last week. I'm not sure whether he's been held over. Is he playing in the match, Bucky? Where's the young fella at?
He's held over. He's not playing in the VFL.
Yep.
We held him over because there was actually a pretty good chance he was going to play.
Okay.
The call was made not to play him, obviously, so it won't do him any harm having a week off, but he's another guy, like, enormously talented player. Last week in the wet, in the VFL, he was the cleanest player on the ground, used it well. All those sort of skills that the Indigenous boys bring to the game with their speed and the electrifying sort of when they've got the ball in the hand. So he's no different to that. And we're really confident he's going to be a great player. He's just got to wait for his chance now. But he was very, very close.
I hope we see him soon. We're speaking with James Kelly, former Geelong champ, now doing some work at the Bombers. Final question from Ian Cohen.
Yeah, Kelly, if he was close, who was the one under the cloud?
Come on, mate, I can't tell you that.
Come on!
He's been very open the whole way through. And he's
I love K-Rock, but not that much.
Bat and pad was close together there.
Yeah,
you just couldn't sneak
just
through.
Bang. Yeah, unlike the...
I like how you tried to just sneak that in there. Yeah. Like real casual. Like, oh, Kel, yeah.
Better than the Afghani batsman last night, that's for sure.
There was one. Mitch Brown went out late, didn't he, last night? I read that come through. And is it Hartley that's sore or is it an emergency?
No, Mitch Brown's still carrying a little bit of a sore wrist, so and he's been a really important part of our forward line as well. That's another one we've really missed. So we'll just cautious approach with Mitch. We don't want him to have a sore wrist for the rest of the year, so did him a favour and give him a week off.
So no late changes to the starting lineup, Kel?
As far as I know.
Ooh. appreciate it, mate. I know you can only say what you can
Thanks,
say.
Thanks, Bobs.
Thanks, buddy.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.